The Cliffs of Moher are located on the west coast of Ireland in County Clare. At their highest point, these cliffs soar 700 feet above the wild Atlantic Ocean. The name comes from the Gaelic meaning ruined fort, for a 1st century BC fort built originally nearby at Hag's Head. On a clear day, to the north you can see the Aran Islands in Galway Bay, and up as far as the 12 mountain peaks in the Connemara National Park. Looking to the south, you can make out Mount Brandon on the Dingle Peninsula. Some say that the rocks that make up these cliffs were formed over 300 million years ago. Ancient rivers carried sediment to the sea where it compacted into the solid rock we see today. Regardless of when they were created, you'll soon see that these are a magnificent work of God's mighty creation. Just beyond the cliff, out of the ocean, you'll see a great sea stack known as Brunan Moher. It's right below O'Brien's Tower. And this sea stack stands 220 feet above the ocean. That's the equivalent of about a 20-story building. But looking down from the cliffs, it hardly looks that tall at all. From the parking, you will enter the Cliffs of Moher site on a large grassy meadow. To your right is a visitor center and a series of small craftsman's shops. Inside the visitor center, you will find a bookshop and souvenirs, public toilets, a cafeteria, and an exhibition about the Cliffs of Moher and the sea life which inhabits the area. At the cliffs themselves, there are three viewing platforms. The main platform gives you a look straight out and down to the sea stack. The platform to the left, or the south platform, is a perfect vantage point to see the puffin colony on Goat Island. The northern platform, that'll be to the right, is located at the highest point on the cliff and is 702 feet above sea level. Here you can also access the tower viewpoint in O'Brien's Tower. It is important to note that these cliffs are very dangerous. Each year, 5 or 6 people accidentally fall over the side while taking pictures and getting too close to the edge. There are signs everywhere warning about staying away from the cliff's edge. Additionally, there's a granite memorial to those who have died here at the cliffs, which should cause you to stop and think about proceeding beyond the safety fences. To make matters worse, there are public footpaths covering a 12-mile route along the County Clare coast. This public footpath, while not officially part of the Cliffs of Moher complex, enable visitors to go beyond the fenced and relatively safe viewing platforms onto a dirt path which at times is only a couple of feet from the cliff's edge. My recommendation is that you enjoy viewing the cliffs from the paved walkways maintained by the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Center. These walkways are lined with huge stone tablets that prevent visitors from approaching the cliff's edge. You will be able to tell very easily when safety becomes an issue because the pathway becomes unprotected by fences. Finally, your entrance ticket is really only a souvenir. Visitors are very seldom asked to produce their paid ticket. Nevertheless, you will receive an entrance ticket, so please keep it with you just in case you're asked to show proof that you're legally here. We really want to leave here with just as many people in our group as when we arrived, so heed my warning, stay on the protective paths, and enjoy the Cliffs of Moher.